everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News WDBO FM 107.3 and AM 580. We are here with Chris Toadvine and Rodney Owenby, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. And we're here, we are always here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. taking your phone calls. But we have a new phone line as we have our new frequencies here on 107.3 and AM 580. The number to dial us up this morning, 844-580-9326. So while you're pulling out your phone right now, and changing your presets on how to call us on your favorites, let me give you a chance to open it up right now. Hit the phone line. It's time for a new phone number. Here we go. 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-WDBO if you want to make it easy to remember that way. 844-580-WDBO. Well, right now, as we continue on broadcasting here on 107.3 and AM 580, if anybody that's maybe new listening to the show, this is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group. Chris Toadvine and Rodney Owenby are here. They are Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle.
How are you guys today?
Doing well. Doing well. That's pretty exciting news that you just shared with our listeners that we have a new frequency.
Yep. Right. Well, we got a whole new home, and it's kind of an old home. You know, WDBO on 580 since 1926, and now we're back home, if you will, as Joe Burt and Certified Financial Group's been on WDBO for more than 30 years, and that tradition continues, and now we even got a new signal on 107.3. But Chris, in case anybody may be joining us for the first time, what can they call you about this morning?
Absolutely, Kyle. Well, I'm glad you asked. We are here to serve our listeners in the Orlando community by taking their calls and answering their personal finance-related questions. And those might be questions on retirement plans like IRAs and Roth IRAs. Should I convert my Roth IRA or to a Roth IRA? 401k, 403b, 457, all those kind of retirement plans that are out there, different types of insurance questions, be it life insurance, long-term care insurance, and the ever-confusing annuities. Maybe how to prepare for retirement, saving for college, 529 plans, taxes, charitable giving, wills, trusts, estate planning, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, really all the above, Kyle. We're here to take those questions, and I would be remiss not to point out that we're the only radio show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner practitioners. We have 12 CFPs that work out of our office right here in Altamont Springs. I think you alluded, we've been on the radio 30 years. I think we've been here 40 years. So, you know, you lose count after several decades, but but nonetheless, and we are fiduciaries. And that's important for our listeners to know that as Certified Financial Planner practitioners, that we put in writing our fiduciary commitment to put them first all the time, not occasionally, but all the time. And that's a big deal in our world. So if listeners have questions about what that actually means, we would love to talk to them about that. And also, Kyle, we charge a fee for our planning services, just for our time and expertise. But you know what? Today, there's no fee. It's free to our listeners. So in addition to the radio, I think that listeners can follow us other ways, like Facebook Live. How do they access that, Kyle?
Well, that's very simple. I mean, you can go to facebook.com/certifiedfinancialgroup or /onthemoney. But you know what? Go to Facebook. This is the easiest way. Go to Facebook, go to your homepage, hit the search bar, and put On the Money Podcast in the search bar, and On the Money will pop up. You click on it, and you'll see the video right there on the homepage, and you'll be able to watch along as you listen. That's the easiest way to do it. Facebook, go to Facebook, whether you have the app, whether you're online, whether you're on your iPad, hit the search bar. It's a little magnifying glass. You know what the search bar is. Type in On the Money Podcast, On the Money Podcast page, and that's the best way to not only watch it live, but see any videos that we've made done for the past several weeks. You know, if you were listening a couple of weeks ago and you said, ooh, that was a good question. Oh, what was the answer? Well, all the videos are right there. All you got to do is go back and check them out. Again, put On the Money Podcast in the search bar on your Facebook, and we're also on YouTube. Go ahead, put YouTube Certified Financial Group in the search bar of YouTube, and you'll see the CFG page with all the videos of all the shows as well. So pick your platform, if you will. And don't forget to be here every Saturday morning live so you can get your question answered. And the number to dial us up, 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. Kicking off with the topic of the day, IRS extends rollover relief for required minimum distributions.
That's right. That's right, Kyle and Chris. Now, as you know, the CARES Act was unprecedented in terms of the size and the dollar amount of the legislation. It was $2.3 trillion. And about a third of that was devoted to directly to individuals, mostly in the form of stimulus payments and unemployment benefits. But in addition to that, the IRS suspended the required minimum distributions for 2020. So anyone who got out ahead of that in 2020 and took those distributions early is allowed to roll those back and put those back in their IRA accounts. And it's also true of 401ks, 403bs, and any other defined contribution plans.
So is that a change, Rodney? Because that was part of the original CARES Act.
That was
part
of the original CARES Act.
Didn't something come out this week?
So the clarification that came out this week is that they've extended the deadline to do that, and you now have until August 31st to be able to roll those RMDs back. And in addition to that, if you took the RMD after February 1st, you could put it back. But they hadn't really addressed people who took it proactively in January. And now it's any RMD that was taken in 2020, inclusive of January, can now be rolled back, provided that you do that prior to August 31st of this year.
There you go. So there was a big lingering question for some of our clients and those who are kind of Johnny on the spot and they take the required distribution. So, of course, this only applies to people who are now over age, we'll say 72 to start, but those who started at 70 and a half. So that's the group we're talking to related to this new exception, which if they took their distribution in March, and then we got guidance initially from the CARES Act, said they could put it back. But right. But what the IRS came out with this week was clarification, because those who took it in January were kind of feeling left out, right?
Cold,
they felt like they didn't get an invitation to the party just right. for being proactive and being on top of things. So what the IRS said is now, for those folks, they can also put that required distribution back into their account right. if they want to. They don't have to. And I think this is one of the big questions, right, Rodney, that we encounter routinely is, I can do this thing, but should I do this thing?
Right.
And so I think that's where, you know, talking with your planner, and certainly we can help if listeners need advice related to that. That's what we do. But to understand, yes, you can put it back, but should you put it back? Now, what happens, Rodney, if they had taxes withheld from that?
Well, the taxes will continue to be withheld, and the suggestion we make to people, it's typically 20%, is that they write a check to cover that 20%, and then they'll just, when they file their tax return for 2020, in 2021, if they overpay, they'll get a refund.
Gotcha. So if I took a $100 distribution from my IRA and I had $20 withheld, if it was a $100 distribution, and I said, hey, I want to put that $100 back, I only got 80 because the 20 went to the IRS, so I've got to find the other 20 on my own, put that back in, and then I would get the 20 back as part of my refund or payment towards taxes for 2020.
Right.
Correct?
Exactly. And pay that with other funds.
Yeah, so you have to pay it with other funds. So that's kind of easy when you're talking about a $100 distribution. If it was a $20,000 distribution, all of a sudden you're talking about real money that went to the IRS that they would have to come out of pocket for.
Right. So $4,000 that you would have to come out of pocket for.
That's right. That's right. So, that is a big change and a blessing for some that they would be able to return. And when do they have to have it back in their account? The deadline.
The deadline is August 31st.
August
31st. That was extended.
Okay, so that got extended too.
Legislation this week.
Yeah, yep. So we have a couple more months here. We sit at the end of June, so we've got two more months to think about that. We would encourage listeners not to wait until the last minute to make that decision. If it's something you want to do, you probably need to think about getting going on that. So,
and one other important thing to point out is if they've done their R&D in installments, they can also roll that back as well.
Gotcha. What do you mean by that, Rodney? Installments.
So if they've taken their in regular monthly installments over the course of the year, they can also roll that back as well. And again, it's subject to the August 31st deadline.
Great. Now, was there something in this this recent update that came out this week related to inherited IRAs?
The guidelines are the same for inherited IRAs.
Okay.
They can roll those back as well.
So that's a change as well also, right?
Right, with the new, with the updated.
With the new rules.
Right,
so now pretty much anyone who has been forced by virtue of needing to take a required minimum distribution is able to put that back for 2020. And then I think you were sharing with me offline something about folks who might have had to take their first RMD last year, but then decided to punt it into this year.
Exactly.
How does that work?
That's another important piece of the legislation. I have a client, just as an example, who turned 70 and a half in 2019. And as you know, you can opt to delay that first installment to the next year.
Gotcha.
So under normal rules, he would have had to take two RMDs in 2020 because he deferred his 2019 RMD. And now he doesn't have to take either one of those. Mm. So he gets to defer two RMDs, 2 years of RMD into 2021, which is going to be substantial for him.
So he hit the RMD jackpot. Yeah,
exactly.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Kyle, do we have a caller?
Well, I was going to say, well, gentlemen, we have our first caller here, and if anybody want to get behind Dave in Deltona, it's 844-580-9326. Let's go to Dave. Dave, good morning. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Good morning. I want to thank Daytona Beach, Orlando, for relegating Volusia County back to AM, because we really like that frequency much better than the absolutely perfect 96.5 signal. So my question is, I've recently tried to get Medigap insurance at age 70 after being on Medicare for 5 years, and I was told that it was a financial decision. I recently was able to afford the extra $200 a month, and they told me that if I've been advised of any kind of medical issue, that nobody would take me. And I had mentioned that I had glasses, new eyeglasses done at the VA, and they told me I may need to get cataracts in the future. Mm. And I just can't believe that if you're going to get cataracts, that nobody in the world is going to take you because, you know, now they have to pay for a cataract. And, you know, is that true, or is there a workaround, or is there another company that, you know, even though I'm in pretty good health for 70?
Yeah. Yeah, well, Dave, that's a very interesting question and an important question. I'm sure folks occasionally run into that. You know, as you said, you had some extenuating circumstances or something that led you not to get that Medigap or Medicare supplement policy when you turned 65 and went on Medicare. And so that's one of the challenges. It's worth highlighting that if you wait, you can be subjected to underwriting requirements. And, you know, a lot of our retiree friends take for granted that they sign up for Medicare and they're automatically accepted, and then they get a Medigap policy and they're automatically accepted. And you're highlighting the exception to that. And so is there a workaround? I would be surprised, Dave. I think, I don't know who you've talked to. I think you want to find a qualified agent. And if you need a point of contact, you can call us offline at the office here, 407-869-9800.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much, Dave in Deltona. If you want to get behind Dave, it is 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. So we'll take your phone calls right after we get the three big things you need to know. Welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here with Chris Todvine and Rodney Odenby, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. And we're taking your phone calls on a brand new number this morning as we have a brand new home on 107.3 FM and 580 AM. That number to dial us up, 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. We've got 3 minutes away from latest news, weather, and traffic with Dave Wall in the newsroom. So let's get back to our busy phone lines here. Talk to Steven in Apopka. Steven, go ahead. You're on with the Certified.
Hey, Steven, what's up?
Hey, Steven.
How you doing? I love your show.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
How can we help you?
I'll give you a quick background. I'm 65 years old. I'm planning to retire. My wife's 61, still employed, good paying job. You know, we've done our homework. We've got about $1 million in savings right now in various forms, 401ks, IRAs, savings account, HSAs, et cetera. I'm planning on not taking Social Security till I hit 70. And budget-wise, it looks like I need to withdraw about $2,000 a month when I retire. So my question is, since we have funds in both names and the way the market's been acting, what strategies should I use as far as withdrawing that money?
Yeah, what strategy? So in other words, like where should you take it from? Like what kind of account? Yes. Is that what you're asking? Yeah. Or are you asking more from an investment perspective? How do you prepare to take that?
Well, more about which account do I take it from? I mean, I've read stories recently since the market plunged about, you know, withdrawing money from maybe bond accounts or accounts that, you know, where the market's not down, those investments aren't down. So just any thoughts you have about that?
Well, yeah, so I have a few thoughts about that, Stephen, and I think that, you know, the answer would be it depends, right? I mean, there are a couple of considerations that I think you're going to want to think through. First of all, what kind of account do you take that from? Do you take it from an IRA? I don't know if you have Roth IRAs. You didn't mention that. Or do you take it from a taxable account? And my answer to that would depend on your overall tax situation. You said your wife has a good paying job. And so I would want to look at what tax rate are you going to be in? And are you in a high tax rate or not? And if you're in one of the lower, like say 10, 12% bracket, then maybe you think about IRA. Otherwise, you might want to consider a Roth or an after-tax account. Now, as far as where to take it from, I would say that, first of all, bonds have held up better, high-quality bonds, and not all bonds are created equally, so understand right. that. And we don't know exactly what you have, so it's a bit of a shot in the dark. But some bonds, sure. the higher quality has held up much better through the downturn, and yet stocks have rebounded a fair amount. And so I think this is where really the planning comes in, Stephen. This is what we help our clients with Monday through Friday to really look at, okay, am I positioned properly? So I think that's the first question for you. We've had a bounce back here. Are you positioned properly across all of your accounts? You know, you want to look at them individually, but then you want to put all the ingredients in the pan at the same time and make sure it tastes right for you. And so I would want to consider that. And let's say you're a moderate investor, but you've got 100% in stocks. Well, that would be a red flag for me. And if that were the case, I would say, hey, you probably want to consider dialing back stock some. So when I say it depends, I think it depends on a couple things. First of all, your tax situation. And Stephen, why don't you hang out with us? I think we're going to a break, and then we can have a few more minutes to discuss your question.
Yep, that's what that music means. Stephen at Apopka, hang on the line. Jeff at Orlando, you are right after him. And if you want to get behind Jeff, the number to dial us up, 844-580-9326. One more time, because it's a new number, 844-580-9326. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group, right here on WDBO. Welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It's all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We're taking your phone calls with two of the Certified Financial Planner professionals at the Certified Financial Group. We've got Chris Toadvine and Rodney Owenby with us today. And the new number on the new home of WDBO sounds like this, 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. And Chris Toadvine is a certified financial planner as they broadcast over from their offices at 1111 Douglas Avenue. Chris, if anybody may have joined us for the latest news, weather, and traffic, or maybe listening for the first time on 107.3 and 580, what do you do every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. here?
Well, you know what we do? First of all, we would say welcome to them. We're glad they're listening. Secondly, what we do is we try to serve them by taking their questions related to personal finances. And the whole spectrum of personal finance, from investments to insurance to taxes to estate planning and everything in between. And we are the only radio show hosted in this area exclusively by certified financial planner practitioners, 12 of us working out of this office right here in Altamont Springs with the same phone number for the last four decades or so. And we're fiduciaries, Kyle, and that's important for our listeners to know that we put their interests first consistently, and we put that in writing. And so we are here to take their questions today at no cost to them. So if you have a question, please dial us up. And we'll be glad to talk with you. If you can't get through, give us a call here at the office, leave a message, and we will get back to you sometime later today. So, Kyle, we just wanted to follow up briefly on Stephen's question. Our last caller, I think he dropped off. Good. But Stephen, just by way of review, he's a few years ahead of his wife, looking at retiring and postponing Social Security. So he needs some of his investments for the next, I'm guessing, 4 to 5 years. And he had asked us about where to take those from. Rodney, what do you think?
Well, we talked about this during the break, Chris, and I think the direct answer, obviously a lot of it depends on his personal situation, but the general rule is that you withdraw in terms of sequence from taxable accounts, then tax-deferred accounts, and then tax-free accounts, which would be Roth IRAs.
Yeah, gotcha.
And I think that maybe gets to the question that he was trying to get at.
Yeah, so Stephen, hopefully that helps. I know we kind of ran out of time there, but feel free to give us a call at the office either today or Monday morning, and we'll be glad to talk it through with you. 407-869-9800 is our office number, and we appreciate you calling. Okay. Kyle, who's up next?
Give that number, office number, one more time there, Chris.
Yeah, our office number is 407-869-9800, 869-9800.
All right, just like that. And, of course, they want to drop by. It's 1111 Douglas Avenue in Altamont Springs. All right, let's get back to our phone lines here. Let's go to Jeff in Orlando, who's been hanging on patiently. Jeff, go ahead. You're on the Certified Financial Group.
Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, Jeff.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for your patience.
No problem. I'm 43 years old. Have two young children under the age of 12. Don't quite have the nest egg started the way I want for retirement or even future financial planning for my family. I have a sizable term life insurance policy that's approaching $1.5 million on myself.
Okay. Gotcha.
And my insurance agent continues to encourage me to consider converting part of my term policy over a time horizon to a whole life policy. What are your thoughts about that, given that I don't have a Roth or a 401k?
Yeah, well, my thought is maybe you need to find a new agent. What is the thinking behind converting to a whole life policy, Jeff?
Well, my current term policy expires in the next 7 or 8 years, and I've had some health situations that are making it a little more challenging to renew a new term life policy or ladder another term life policy onto what I currently have.
Okay. So some health challenges. You're saying you're kind of behind for retirement. You said you have two children under 12. What are your kids' ages, Jeff?
11 and 6.
11 and 6. So, and you've got 7 or 8 years left on your term policy. So, you know, for your 6 years old, if you had 7 years, that would take them to 13. So again, let's take a step back and think about what is life insurance and why do we own it. And I may have spoken too quickly as far as your agent, because, you know, the saying goes that you pay for insurance with money, life insurance anyway, but you buy it with your health. And so if you have health challenges, you know, that can be something to consider as far as an existing policy that you have. But again, why do you have life insurance to begin with? Well, you have it to protect your loved ones in the event that something happens to you. Untimely, you pass away and you can't provide for the family. Where's the money going to come from? And so if that were to happen in your case, and you're saying you don't have a whole lot in the way of retirement, it could be problematic. Let me ask you something, Jeff. Do you have a group term available through your job?
I don't. My wife and I have we're self-employed. We own a small company that doesn't have any type of larger policy or any type of major umbrella in place for future financial planning.
I got you. Let me ask you something else. Are you a part of any associations with your self-employment that might have any kind of insurance?
Not at this time.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. As you probably know, and I think this is the root of your question, term life insurance is much more affordable than whole life insurance. Typically, we are not a fan of whole life insurance. It's very costly, and particularly in a situation like yours, where you're merely looking to provide for your family, you need the biggest bang for your buck, because quite frankly, based on what you said, it sounds like you may be a little behind as far as saving for retirement, and so we would want to see you direct any extra money towards retirement accounts. So, you know, I think the answer to your question is I would first try to see, is there any way you can get medically under it? At least you have something in place. Keep that going for the next 7 to 8 years and try to start saving for retirement. If you get a few years out from this term expiring and you still haven't found anything, I think that's when I would step it up a little bit, realizing that if you did that and you wait and then you buy the whole life, it may cost you more. But I think I would hold off on buying the whole life. I'd rather see you begin to save for retirement. Since you have the term in place, try to build up something of a nest egg to provide for your family, and then see if you can join any associations that might have group term where you're not medically underwritten. What do you think, Rodney?
I agree. And it's a very good point to say that you buy it with your health.
Yeah.
But mixing investments and life insurance in general is not.
I'm sorry.
What's that, Jeff?
The challenge that I'm finding is that if I'm not medically eligible for a new.
Yeah, we're losing you, Jeff.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
I hear you now, Jeff.
Okay. If I'm not able to find enough policy to ladder on the end of my current term, does it still make sense to term policy payment consistent and simply purchase whatever equivalent whole life I can afford?
Yeah, we're losing you, Jeff, but I think what you're asking is if you can't find term to ladder on the end, I mean, good news is you've got some time here, and you know, I don't think you're in a panic situation. Secondly, I think that you're going to want to probably sit down with a financial planner and kind of map out where you're going to be based on your current path and your ideal path 7 to 8 years from now. What would your need be? Because, again, that whole life is going to be very costly, and it's not going to be my first choice or even second choice. It's probably going to be my last choice for you. But if that's all you got, I understand you need to protect your family, and so it's nice to have the option to convert. But I think that I would exhaust every other avenue possible before I made that choice and started putting money into a whole life. Because as Rodney said, when you start mixing kind of a savings component or investing, even though it's fixed with life insurance, it generally is not as efficient as just buying the separate components, you know, in this case, life insurance and investments. Right. So but give us a call if we can help you further, Jeff. We'd be glad to talk it through with you. It sounds like you may be a good candidate to have some planning done to kind of map this out and look at where in the next 7 to 8 years will you be, what will your need be then, how much you're going to owe on the house at that point, and how much more would you need. And don't forget that if you're paying into Social Security, heaven forbid something happens to you, there would be something of a benefit there for your wife and kids while they're minors.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much for the phone call. We are losing you there, so we're going to have to ask you to call the office on Monday if you have a follow-up question. And, Chris, what's the number to do that?
The number is 407-869-9800. Again, Kyle, 407-869-9800.
All right, let's go to Adolfo in Orlando. Adolfo, you're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Hey, Adolfo, what's up?
Hey, Adolfo.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're good. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good. Listen, I think it's a basic question. This is for my son, and basically what I'm asking is, he has not received the stimulus check this year, the $1,200 per person for him and his wife, and okay. What he's wondering is, since he's getting close to doing your taxes because his wife is self-employed, can he take that credit against the taxes that he will owe on the 2020?
Well, Rodney, what do you think?
Well, it'll all be reconciled when you do your 2020 return in 2021. But it sounds like, did he go to the website, Adolfo? Did he go to the to the button on the IRS website that says "Get My Stimulus"? Did he go that route and provide his account information?
Yes, he has.
And what did it tell him, Adolfo?
No, that he's still in process.
In process. I got you. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he file his return, Adolfo, for 2019? You know, the deadline was extended to July 15th.
They did. Yes.
So he already filed for last year. I guess I misunderstood you. I thought you said he was waiting to file until he got the stimulus. So, you know, he can go ahead and file at this point. If I'm understanding you correctly, Adolfo, he has not filed 2019 and had waited on that and is questioning, can he get the stimulus when he files his 2019 return? And if that's the question, the answer is no. As Rodney said, if he doesn't get it and he qualifies for it, you know, if he doesn't get the check in the mail or the debit card or a direct deposit, and he does qualify for it based on his 2020 income, then when he files that return next spring in 2021, he would get it as a credit then, but not for 2019. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay, but he did file for 2019.
He did file for 2019, Chris.
Gotcha. Okay, so if he filed for 2019, then he's either going to have to, you know, kind of hope that he gets it. And I think a lot of the stimulus payments have already been made. So I think that they're sending debit cards now, and that's sort of the last wave, at least of the first round. If he doesn't get it that way, Adolfo, and I don't know what his income was, so maybe he didn't qualify for it. I don't know. But if he qualifies for it based on his 2020 income, he and his wife, when they file their return next April, let's say, then it would be a credit. So he'll get, if he gets it all, get a $1,200 credit apiece for 2020. So that does him no good now. It's not money he can put in his pocket now, but it's money he would get next year in the form of not owing taxes. Does that make sense?
And that's another good point, Chris. At $150,000 in combined income for married, filing jointly, they're going to start to phase out.
Yeah.
And at $200,000 in income, Adolfo, they'll phase out completely, and they won't be eligible for the $1,200.
Do you know what his income is, Adolfo?
Yeah, combined, I believe it would be between $70,000 and $80,000, something like that.
Okay. Gotcha. So they would qualify. Do they have kids?
No kids.
No kids. Okay. So that's $1,200 a piece, right, Rodney?
Right.
Yeah. So $2,400. Yeah. That's a lot of money. Yeah. So, you know, I would encourage him, go to the IRS website and check and see what the status is. Hopefully he'll get the debit card, and hopefully he didn't get it and throw it away or something. You know, I know a lot of people got it and it looked like junk mail. But so have him double check on it. Worst case scenario, though, it sounds like they would get it next year as a credit. Again, it's like money in the bank, but it doesn't help you buy groceries today.
Mm-hmm. Adolfo, yes, thanks so much for the phone call, and keep us updated. And if he still doesn't get it in the coming weeks, just give us a call back or call the office. Chris, what's the best number to reach at?
Best number to reach us at, Kyle, is 407-869-9800. Again, 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE. As if you're executing a trade or a legal document.
All right. There you go. Executing a trade. 844-580-9326 is the new number to dial us up. 844-580-9326. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO. Welcome back to On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here with Chris Todvine and Rodney Owenby, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group, and we're taking your phone calls at a brand new number on our brand new frequency, 107.3 and AM 580, 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. In case you're wondering, that does spell out 580 WDBO. So the number you can think about is this way, 844-580-WDBO. Very simple to remember.
There you go.
And just like that. Well, we've only got about 2 minutes latest news, weather, and traffic with Dave Wall over in the WDBO newsroom. So, Chris, if anybody has any questions during the week and the websites, and I believe you got some upcoming workshops as well.
Yeah, I believe we do. And, Rodney, I think you've got those over there. But Kyle, yeah, if anyone has questions throughout the week, again, Monday to Friday, what we do is we help our clients with all of the types of questions that we got today on the air related to. I have a term policy. Should I convert it? Do I have the right kinds of insurance? Too much? Am I overpaying for it? Do I have the right investments? How do I take income? All these kinds of very practical questions that we just don't learn about in school. This stuff is not taught in school, at least yet, and hopefully that's going to change. Right. But and it is very confusing. All these acronyms and letters and numbers. It's kind of an alphabet soup of confusion for the average person, and we certainly understand why. And that's why we try to put the cookies on the shelf where it's understandable, try to keep it simple, and help people come up with a game plan that's going to serve them well so that they can retire with dignity. And so if anyone listening has questions, feel free to give us a call at the office. Again, 407-869-9800 is our number, Monday to Friday, and we will give you a little bit of time, try to understand what's going on. Rodney, when are our next workshops?
So we've got Countdown to Retirement. That's July 18th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And again, we're doing those virtually via Zoom. And Gary Abley's hosting that one. And that particular workshop is basically a checklist. If you're within 3 years of retirement, a very detailed checklist of the things that you need to do to prepare to make that transition into retirement.
Very good information. So if you're thinking about retiring, go to our website, financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com, and check that out. I know we've got some other workshops coming up. We would love to host you.